Chapter 53, the church's responsibility. The church is a watchman. The Lord would use the church school as an aid to the parents in educating and preparing their children for this time before us. Then let the church take hold of the schoolwork in earnest and make it what the Lord desires it to be. God has appointed the church as a watchman to have a jealous care over the youth and children, and as a sentinel to see the approach of the enemy and give warning of danger. But the church does not realize the situation. She is sleeping on guard. In this time of peril, fathers and mothers must arouse and work as for life, or many of the youth will be forever lost. God's law must be upheld. The church has a special work to do in educating and training its children that they may not, in attending school or in any other association, be influenced by those of corrupt habits. The world is full of iniquity and disregard of the requirements of God. The Protestant churches have accepted the spurious Sabbath, the child of the papacy, and have exalted it above God's holy sanctified day. It is our work to make plain to our children that the first day of the week is not the true Sabbath, and that its observance after light has come to us as to what is the true Sabbath is a plain contradiction of the law of God. Skilled workers must be trained for Christ. As a church, as individuals, if we would stand clear in the judgment, we must make more liberal efforts for the training of our young people, that they may be better fitted for the various branches of the great work committed to our hands. We should lay wise plans in order that the ingenious minds of those who have talent may be strengthened and disciplined and polished after the highest order, that the work of Christ may not be hindered for lack of skillful laborers who will do their work with earnestness and fidelity. All to share the expense. Let all share the expense. Let the church see that those who ought to receive its benefits are attending the school. Poor families should be assisted. We cannot call ourselves true missionaries if we neglect those at our very doors, who are at the most critical age and who need our aid to secure knowledge and experience that will fit them for the service of God. The Lord would have painstaking efforts made in the education of our children. Lift financial load of training worthy youth. The churches in different localities should feel that a solemn responsibility rests upon them to train youth and educate talent to engage in missionary work. When they see those in the church who give promise of making useful workers but who are not able to support themselves in the school, they should assume the responsibility of sending them to one of our training schools. There is excellent ability in the churches that needs to be brought into service. There are persons who would do good service in the Lord's vineyard, but many are too poor to obtain without assistance the education that they require. The churches should feel it a privilege to take a part in defraying the expenses of such. Those who have the truth in their hearts are always open-hearted, helping where it is necessary. They lead out and others imitate their example. If there are some who should have the benefit of the school but who cannot pay full price for their children, let the churches show their liberality by helping them. A school fund for advanced education. Let a fund be created by generous contributions for the establishment of schools for the advancement of educational work. We need men well trained, well educated to work in the interests of the churches. They should present the fact that we cannot trust our youth to go to seminaries and colleges established by other denominations, that we must gather them into schools where their religious training shall not be neglected. Give to missions, but do not neglect youth at home. Shall the members of the church give means to advance the cause of Christ among others and leave their own children to carry on the work and service of Satan? While we should put forth earnest efforts for the masses of the people around us, and push the work into foreign fields, no amount of labor in this line can excuse us for neglecting the education of our children and youth. They are to be trained to become workers for God. Both parents and teachers, by precept and example, are so to instill the principles of truth and honesty into the minds and hearts of the young that they will become men and women who are as true as steel to God in His cause. Pray in faith, God will open ways. Some may ask, how are such schools to be established? We are not a rich people, but if we pray in faith and let the Lord work in our behalf, He will open ways before us to establish small schools and retired places for the education of our youth, not only in the scriptures and in book learning, but in many lines of manual labor. Let us arise and build. We should establish the work in right lines here at Crystal Springs Sanitarium, California. Here are our children. Shall we allow them to be contaminated by the world, by its iniquity, its disregard of God's commandments? I ask those who are planning to send their children to the public schools where they are liable to be contaminated, how can you take such a risk? We desire to erect a church school building for our children. Because of the many calls for means, it seems a difficult matter to secure sufficient money or to arouse an interest great enough to build a small, convenient schoolhouse. I have told the school committee that I would lease to them some land for as long a time as they care to use it for school purposes. I hope that interest enough will be aroused to enable us to erect a building where our children can be taught the Word of God, which is the lifeblood in the flesh of the Son of God. Will you not take an interest in the erection of this school building in which the Word of God is to be taught? One man, when asked how much he was willing to give to the school in labor, said that if we would give him $3 a day in his board and lodging, he would help us. But we do not want offers of this kind. Help will come to us. We expect to have a school building in which the Bible can be taught, in which prayers can be offered to God, and in which the children can be instructed in Bible principles. We expect that everyone who can take hold with us will want to have a share in erecting this building. We expect to train a little army of workers on this hillside. Help with labor as well as finances. We know that all are interested in the success of this enterprise. Let those who have spare time give a few days in helping to build this schoolhouse. Not enough money has been subscribed yet to pay merely for the necessary material. We are glad for what has been given, but we now ask everyone to take hold of this matter interestedly, so that we shall soon have a place where our children can study the Bible, which is the foundation of all true education. The fear of the Lord, the very first lesson to be taught, is the beginning of wisdom. There is no reason why this matter should drag. Let everyone take hold to help, persevering with unflagging interest until the building is completed. Let everyone do something. Some may have to get up as early as 4 o'clock in the morning in order to help. Usually I begin my work before that time. As soon as it is daylight, some could begin work on the building, putting in an hour or two before breakfast. Others could not do this, perhaps, but all can do something to show their interest in making it possible for the children to be educated in a school where they can be disciplined and trained for God's service. His blessing will surely rest upon every such effort.
Brethren and sisters, what will you do to help build a church school? We believe that everyone will regard it as a privilege and a blessing to have this school building. Let us catch the spirit of the work, saying, "We will arise and build." If all will take hold of the work unitedly, we shall soon have a schoolhouse in which, from day to day, our children shall be taught the way of the Lord. As we do our best, the blessing of God will rest upon us. Shall we not rise and build?